Beatrice was tall, broad-shouldered, very handsome, very much like Maxine about the eyes and jaw, but not as smart as I had expected, much tidier. The sort of person who would nurse dogs through distemper, know about horses, shoot well. She did not kiss me. She shook hands very firmly, looking me straight in the eyes, and then turned to Maxine. Quite different from what I expected.Doesn't answer to your description at all. Everyone laughed, and I joined in, not quite certain if the laugh was against me or not, wondering secretly what it was she had expected, and what had been Maxim's description. And this is Giles, said Maxim, prodding my arm, and Giles stretched out an enormous paw and wrung my hand, squeezing the fingers limp.Genial eyes smiling from behind horn-rimmed glasses. Frank Crawley, said Maxim, and I turned to the agent, a colorless, rather thin man with a prominent Adam's apple, in whose eyes I read relief as he looked upon me. I wondered why, but I had no time to think of that because Frith had come in and was offering me sherry, and Beatrice was talking to me again.Maxim tells me you only got back last night. I had not realized that, or of course, we would never have thrust ourselves upon you so soon. Well, what do you think of Mendley?
I've scarcely seen anything of it yet, I answered. It's beautiful, of course.